All right, this is like take 584 of this particular episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, but hey, the content is important and I'm doing it for you. We're talking about how to find a high-paying copywriting client when you're trying to find that high-paying copywriting client. So the reason I'm talking about this yet again today is because yet another new subscriber came to me and said, hey, Roy, where's that list of all of the best clients and industries for copywriters? Who's thirsty for copywriting talent? Who, when I show up in a t-shirt that says I'm a copywriter, is going to write me a six-figure check just for showing up? And unfortunately, I'm not going to deliver that list for you today because it's the wrong question, but I'm going to give you the right answer. I'm going to give you the answer that is actually more likely to lead to you being paid well as a copywriter, getting those high-paying copywriting clients. I'm going to share with you various insights and perspectives and principles and strategies that can lead to more success, more financial success for you as a copywriter, that don't involve going down a list of clients who've heard from every wannabe copywriter under the sun because they heard that that particular client is able to pay copywriters well. So let's talk about how to actually get those high-paying copywriting clients today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. All right, so the first thing that I have to say for you, and I hear it in the question that I got. Don't chase the money. Don't chase the money. Okay, so yes, some industries, for example, financial copywriting, has a reputation for paying copywriters the most money. That said, if you hate investing, if you hate the financial markets, if you hate the audience, if you hate the clients, if you hate the type of copywriting, if you hate, I don't know, if you hate something about it and it's a terrible fit, you're going to make less money. That said, if you find something that is a much better fit and that is still a market where there is a lot of money flowing through it, you're going to make more money, even if the total market value or whatever is lower. Because it's a better fit, you have an opportunity to make more money. Now, there are kind of three main markets or core desires that represent the biggest markets for copywriters, and that's helping people get more wealth, helping people get better health, and helping people build better relationships. Having people be wealthier, healthier, and have better relationships are kind of these evergreen core desires that tend to pay copywriters well. Now, that said, that basically encompasses like a vast majority of the offers in the world, that they are somehow connected to health, wealth, and relationships. So that said, within those spaces, if you find the best fit for you, for your skills, for your interests, for your passions, and you're really able to make a name for yourself in whatever space that serves one of those core desires, you're probably going to make a lot more money than, again, chasing the money, chasing the reputation of one particular industry over another for their, you know, history of paying copywriters. So even within an industry, though, you may find businesses that don't pay copywriters well, or you may find businesses that do pay copywriters well. So I came up with four signs that a business may pay copywriters well. The first one is that they spend money on marketing. Specifically, they spend money on measured marketing. So if you see this business and they're advertising on Google Ads or Facebook Ads or ad networks or whatever, if you see their ads around and they're spending money on marketing, even better if it appears that they are tracking the results of that marketing spin, that is a sign that they may pay copywriters well, because they're able to recognize, okay, when we test this ad versus this ad versus this ad, and this ad does better than this ad or this ad, that we're able to see that this ad does better. It generates higher ROI. It generates like better profits, better return on investment. Then the copywriter that's able to create that is worth more to the business, so we can value the copywriters that are able to generate that result. And the way that we figured that out is by spending money on marketing. Second is copywriting is a core conversion driver. I've worked in businesses where They considered marketing an auxiliary function that drove, you know, brand awareness and maybe helped create some leads for the sales team, but mostly was there to like put a pretty sheen on their products and services. They didn't tend to value copywriters very high, but the companies that I've worked with that see copywriting, that see direct marketing as a core conversion driver, generating leads, customer sales, and profits for the business, those are the businesses that are willing to pay copywriters more because there's this natural like value that they place on copywriting. As an aside, oftentimes those businesses are founded by copywriter entrepreneurs. The person who founded the business, whether they got into copywriting before or after they founded the business, they were doing a lot of the early copywriting in the business and they recognized the value of copywriting. And so when they started to outsource that function, or when they started to develop a team that was able to provide that function, they placed high value on that because they recognized that it was driving conversions. Third sign they may pay copywriters well is an active email list. Now this comes in two parts. The first part is that they are actively growing their email list, meaning when you arrive at their website, when you're browsing around their website casually, you should be given an opportunity to sign up for their email list. And so you should see actively as you are researching a particular company that, oh, there are opportunities to get on their email list. And then when you do that, number two, you should see that the email list is active, meaning that they are actively promoting new offers to the email list. They're consistently, regularly emailing that list with different offers, different, you know, whatever. When you're on that list, you should be given opportunities to buy, and the opportunities to buy should be presumably driven by copywriting, right? And so with an active email list, what you know is that they are using copywriting in order to generate business results. And then number four, the sign they may pay copywriters well, specifically you as a copywriter, is that they use the type of copy that you want to write. And so, for example, when I got into the financial publishing niche, when I decided I wanted to work with investment newsletter publishers, what I saw very quickly is that when I made a list of all these potential investment newsletter publishers to work with, there was something like 30 or 40% of them that, even in an industry that's known for copywriting, known for direct response, that were not using the type of long-form emotional direct response copywriting, whether words on the page or videos or whatever, they were not using that type of copywriting to sell their products and services. Now, if I want to write that type of copy, it's going to be much easier for me to go to a business that's currently using that and saying, hey, I can do more of that. You know, would you like this, you know, would you like me to do that following this idea or something like that? It's much easier for me to go to that business that is already doing that and say, hey, we can do more of that and we can do that better, versus this other business and try to convince them to use a type of marketing that they're not already doing. And so using the type of copy that you want to write makes it much more likely that they're going to pay you well. Now, specifically, if you do want to get paid well, two important elements. Number one, your copywriting needs to be close to the sale, close to the conversion event. So at the complete opposite end of the spectrum is something like an SEO blog post. There may be a breadcrumbs trail between they find this blog post and then they go here, they go here, they go here, they go here, and eventually they buy. Right? And that may have some value to the business, but that tends to be perceived as a much lower value piece of copy versus, for example, the types of copywriters who are able to write conversion campaigns or funnels or whatever to a cold audience where this person does not know the marketer. They see an ad, they click on an ad, they start to engage with a message, they develop interest in that, they start to desire whatever it is that this person's talking about, an offer is made, and the person spends their first dollar with the business. Or alternatively, the copywriter is able to send out a message to the list of this business and present a new offer that is able to generate revenue. So again, it's about generating revenue with your copy. The one exception to this is a business where your copy is primarily to drive like applications or appointments with sales teams. If you are really good at that and the sale has to be closed with an appointment or with a phone call or whatever, then the business may still see a lot of value in you generating that very hot lead for the sales team to be able to close. So the closer you are to the sale, the more valuable you tend to be as a copywriter. And then the second aspect to getting paid well is to find a way to do performance payments, meaning like in my work, a lot of my client work, pretty much all my client work has been has leveraged the royalty arrangement, meaning when I generate a dollar for a client, I'm getting, you know, 5 cents more or less with certain arrangements. I'm getting 5 cents out of every dollar generated for the revenue generated from my copywriting. And so that is one type of performance payments. Another type of performance payment for businesses that do not have the infrastructure in place or do not have the regular business practice and process in place to do royalties, maybe something like for every $100,000 you spend on advertising this particular campaign, I get XYZ bonus. Or for every $1 million in revenue that this campaign generates, I get XYZ bonus. Or maybe it's a pay-per-lead deal. So for every appointment generated for your sales team, I get XYZ bonus. Again, you can be creative. There's lots of ways to structure your performance payments. But it's all about how you structure that such that the more success that you are creating for your clients, the more success they are sharing with you financially. And then that hinges on your ability as a copywriter to generate the results. So going all the way back to the beginning, which clients and which industries pay best for copywriters, that's not even really the right question. The question is like, what result can I create for whatever client such that they will happily pay me for the mechanism that I implement in order to generate that result? And so you have to ask better questions if you want better results. And so get specific. What are you interested in? What topics are you interested in? What industries are you interested in? What do you want to write? Like what do you want to write about? What type of copywriting do you want to do? What results will that create? What kind of clients do you want to work with? And get specific about your offer. Like who is this for? Who do I want to serve? What audience do I want to speak to, and who is already speaking to that audience? What businesses are speaking to that audience? What result do you want to achieve? How do you want to help the audience? How do you want to help the clients? What kind of copy does that take to actually generate those results? Who in the market, who in a specific marketplace that you're looking at uses that type of copy? And how can you work with them? How can you start a conversation that leads to you having maybe one project with them and then developing the relationship and then, you know, figuring out how it might work out for you to have performance payments, et cetera. And so there's a lot of questions that you can ask that are far more effective in getting you to the end result that you want than, you know, where's the list of clients and industries that pay copywriters the big bucks. And frankly, like one of the biggest mistakes that I think a lot of copywriters make is we hear this rumor that, hey, if you show up in that t-shirt that says I'm a copywriter, you're going to have clients just wanting to write six-figure checks to you to just dump the money in your pockets. And that's not really true. They're not paying for copywriters. They're not paying for writing. The clients that pay best are the ones that are willing to pay for results. And you have to be able to generate the results, and you have to understand this is what it takes to generate the results and find the people who want to work with you on that packaged thing that you're able to do to generate results for them. And you put that in front of them and they say, okay, let's give it a try. And if you want to go deeper, you know, The Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, my book, is a great first start. That's at copywritersguide.com. I'll include a link in the description. Getting into that specific core offer, like there's that mentality of that comes out of this, oh, you can get paid to write, where copywriters basically are putting up a sign that says, we'll write for food. Like, you tell me what to write and you pay me for it and we're great. And that's, I think, what leads to questions like this, like what's the list of clients and industries that pay copywriters the best? Well, what the actual thing is that businesses are paying for is that result, the leads, the customers, the sales, the profits. And if you're able to build a core offer around that, then you're no longer offering like we'll write for food. You're saying, I'm able to generate XYZ result. If you're interested, here are the terms on which to work with me. It's what I call a core offer. And I have training called the Copywriter's Roadmap to Building a Core Offer. James Weiss said, my guys, super thorough walkthrough of how to create a core offer. I can't say enough about this three-part series. It had me thinking about my copywriting career in a completely different way. Suddenly making six figures as a copywriter doesn't seem so far-fetched. This along with high velocity copywriting, side note, that's another training inside my BTMS Insiders training library, will take you far if you're willing to put in the work and implement these strategies. Big thanks to Roy for making such an insanely valuable course. So I'll include a link to the Copywriter's Roadmap to Building a Core Offer in the description here. And if you want to know how to structure deals around royalties or pay for performance, I also have training for that inside BTMS Insiders. It's called, you know, creative title here, Copywriting Royalties and Pay for Performance. And Santos Mata recently signed up and left this review actually the same night that he signed up. He said, the best $97 I ever invested. I'd never heard about BTMS Insiders or Roy, so naturally I was skeptical when I found BTMS Insiders, but when I read his sales letter for Copywriting Royalties and Pay for Performance, I recognized his talent and experience as a copywriter, thinking, worst case scenario is I asked for a refund. I dove into the course immediately. The videos are value packed, short, and the slides are easily downloadable. It's been less than 2 hours since I've signed up, and I've already learned how to structure deals that will be worth six figures within the next few weeks, multiple six figures within the next year, and millions within the next few years. If you're on the fence about this, stop it and jump in. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Super grateful to you, Roy. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you back. The link to that is in the description as well. And both of those are part of, as well as that high velocity copywriting, are all part of BTMS Insiders, the training library. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You pay one low fee, you get access to all the training. So you just sign up and it's there for instant streaming access. And the link to all that is in the description. Yeah, I mean, you want the list of where to find the high paying copywriting clients. It's not a list. Like, it's, you have to know what to look for, and then you have to go out there and create the opportunities, and you have to justify it. You have to build the skills, the type of skills that I teach in my BTMS Insiders training that actually lead to creating the results that clients are willing to pay you the big bucks for. And that's what it takes to be successful as a copywriter. So I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment or a review with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? What action item are you going to implement as a result of this episode today? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up for my emails, get daily episode notifications, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. Once again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value, and I hope I've delivered it here. I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.